This call is being recorded.
I don't think so. Let me see if I can mute you down at this end. Hang on. Okay. I've muted that one out. I'm still getting an echo.
Okay, well, I'll turn off the speaker then.
Okay, try that one. Hello? Okay, that's
yes.
Is that better?
No.
Can everybody hear me?
Well, I can hear you, but only one of us can hear you.
You're echoing.
Echo.
Yeah,
they'll get an echo.
Yeah, we still have an echo, don't we?
No, I turned my speakerphone off, but then only one of us can hear you.
Oh, well, you'll just have to huddle. And I'm not sure that's the answer. this is a new phone for me.
Well, you should get another phone.
So I don't know what the problem is.
Well, I don't hear any echo.
You don't hear an echo?
No.
Does anybody else hear an echo?
Yeah,
yeah,
I do.
I hear
All right, let me
hear
an echo. All right, so I'm just going to mute. Hang on. Let's see what I can do here.
Oh,
all right.
Better.
Now there's no echo. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's better.
That's better?
Yes.
All right. Let's start. So I want to talk about curcumin BP. The old curcumin from Nature Sunshine was equivalent to 32 capsules of turmeric. The new one, called curcumin BP, and it's called curcumin BP because, in fact, it has the fruit of the black pepper plant in it, has increased its increased potency by 2,000%. So I want to talk briefly about why I like the new curcumin. And there's been a lot of clinical studies done on curcumin. According to Stephen Horn, there have been at least 61 clinical trials that were done to evidence its powerful properties and its beneficial effects on pain, inflammation, heart disease, Alzheimer's, cancer, arthritis, herpes, ulcers, all kinds of eye problems, and liver health. It is known to be an anti-inflammatory, antiviral, antithrombotic, antimutagenic, antioxidant, and antihistaminic. And so the recommended dosage is 400 milligrams to 300 milligrams three times a day with the old curcumin. This one is much more concentrated. And what does it do? It's known to stimulate gallbladder so that the gallbladder can produce bile. And if the bile is produced, that helps to inhibit gallstones, and it helps to cleanse the intestinal tract. In Germany, it's used as a medicine for digestive disorders. It has been known to stop blood clot formations and keeps the blood flowing freely. So it reduces the risk of heart disease and stroke by at least 78%. And how does it do that? It increases and raises body temperature. Your body temperature should be 37 degrees centigrade or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Curcumin has been known to reduce muscle injury. It increases the glutathione levels. And that helps to detoxify heavy metals and dangerous chemicals that may be cancer-causing toxins. This curcumin is as effective as steroids in inhibiting pain in arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis. Studies prove that it improves cartilage and functionality in arthritis after 8 weeks of use. And this is critical. Oftentimes, we tend to think that we should take the curcumin and get results immediately. We need to use it for at least 8 weeks before we can find significant differences. In studies, using curcumin BP with fish oil, it was discovered that it inhibits plaque formation and beta blockers were no longer needed. there were studies that showed that it eliminated ulcers within 12 weeks of use. It inhibits arachidonic acids. And I just want to talk a little bit about arachidonic acids. So surges of increased blood sugar triggers the release of insulin into the bloodstream. And high insulin levels activate enzymes that raise the levels of arachidonic acids in our blood. Once in the bloodstream, these acids are harmful. And without an adequate amount of omega-3 fatty acids, this arachidonic acid causes an inflammatory response. Oftentimes, we are told that arachidonic acids are found in meat, fish, and eggs, and this is harmful. But here's what we need to know. The stomach produces hydrochloric acid to digest and convert the proteins into their amino acid building components and into the essential acids, which together with omega-3s are used for repair and growth of skeletal muscles and for healthy brain functions. So I can now start to see that there is a distinct difference between harmful arachidonic acids that are produced by high insulin levels in the bloodstream, and the insulin levels get high from our use of high starchy foods and sugar foods. And there's a difference between the harmful arachidonic acids and those found in essential protein products such as meat. So let's stop blaming the meat for arachidonic acid inflammation and put the blame where it really belongs, and that is in the sugar and in the starches and in the carbohydrates. So having said that, the curcumin BP has been known to inhibit harmful arachidonic acids, and it actually lowers the chronic inflammation that these arachidonic acids cause. It protects against neurotoxicity. It actually shows, studies show that it helps to heal the brain after strokes. It slows down brain aging and prevents plaque buildup that's linked to Alzheimer's disease. There have been studies that have actually proved that it reduces Alzheimer's and shrinks plaque. And studies have also shown that it induces apoptosis in cancer cell destruction. And it also reduces oxidative damage to the eyes. And that was a study that was done in India. I want to now move into talking about a success story. So recently I received a call from a lady who was battling depression. She had used antidepressants, and then she didn't like the idea of using antidepressants, so she decided to go off the antidepressants, and she was worse than ever. And this is when I got the call. And so here's what I explained to her, and this is what I want you to know. Probiotics are just as important for the brain as they are for the gut. And all drugs that we take deplete probiotics from our gut. And if the probiotics in the gut are depleted, eventually so will the probiotics from the brain be depleted. Grains, starches, pop, alcohol, sugars, all feed candida. And candida depletes probiotics from the gut. And that also affects the probiotic levels in the brain area. This is very well documented by Dr. Perlmutter, who wrote the book called Grain Brain. And I happened to be in attendance at one of his seminars when he explained the connection between probiotics and brain function. So when the brain gets that depleted probiotic level, then there are consequences. And one of the consequences is depression. Another one is anxiety. And if we're looking at depleted probiotic levels in children, the consequence is ADD, ADHD, violent behavior, can't sit still, and so on. In adult levels, when the probiotic gets seriously depleted, we're looking at disease conditions such as dementia, Alzheimer's, and even schizophrenia. So what's the solution to this probiotic problem? I explained to this lady that what she needed to do was take 20 capsules once a day of probiotic 11 from Nature Sunshine, and to do this in the evening. And to do this, this dosage of 20 capsules a day, once a day, until at least one container had been completed. So, this is exactly what she did. She took 20 capsules of probiotic 11. She also took a smoothie with mineral chi tonic, collagen plus, green zone, and some soul stick. She called me the following day, and she was totally thankful because her depression had lifted substantially. She said she wasn't totally cleared up, but really, this is quite amazing that overnight her depression had lifted so dramatically. I'm also reminded of a little six-year-old who had violent behavior. He was diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, and I simply told the mother to open up the bottle of probiotic and allow him to take as many as he wanted. He was taking 20 probiotic a day for 3 weeks. His mother also gave him a TNT vitamin mineral drink that we have from Nature Sunshine and essential liquid minerals. She was also giving him some essential fatty acids. Within 3 weeks, all violent behavior stopped, and his life is now happy and normal. So why is there such a problem with ADD, ADHD, and Alzheimer's, dementia, depression? According to Dr. Perlmutter, it's a grain problem. That's why his book is called Grain Brain. So it's essential to stop eating today's grains. Even Dr. Davis, in this book, Wheat Belly, has specifically told us that all the grains today have been manipulated. They're either genetically modified or genetically engineered, and they're high in starches. The second problem is we are consuming way too much sugar. And so we absolutely have to cut back on the sugar that we are consuming personally and the amount of sugar we are giving to our children. So what's the alternative to sugar? If they're craving something sweet, you can give them Soul Stick Nutrition, or you can give them TNT. The other problem that we have is when we get sick, we immediately turn to antibiotics. Antibiotics deplete the probiotic levels. And no one ever tells us that we should replenish the probiotic levels either. The next problem is vaccinations. All vaccinations are genetically engineered. We have immune systems, and we have to feed the immune system with nutrition. And this is one step that we seem to be missing in our society. So I wanted to share that with you. Please pass this on to parents whose children are suffering with ADD, ADHD, and so on. Pass it on to people who are suffering with depression, dementia, and so on. I want to now move into my cancer talk. To understand cancer, we need to define it. So I want to do that. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury is not made due to oxygen and nutritional deficiencies. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area become mutated by fungal infection. So for cancer to occur, there is an injury. There's one thing we need to know. Cells don't randomly replicate in our bodies. They replicate to repair an injury. Even Dr. McDougall, who studied the pancreatic cancer of Steve Jobs, stated this, quote, "Cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair the wound." End of quote. For cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. How else can the stem cells do their job of healthy cell replication to repair the injury if there are not the required nutrients in place? For cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells simply cannot take place. It is the source of life. For cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out the toxic debris that is causing the inflammation. For cancer to occur, there is an infection. This accumulation of toxic debris eventually leads to a fungal infection. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. So you start to see, in order to address and overcome cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, obesity, infertility, even diabetes, heart disease, we need to address five pillars. And those five pillars are injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. These disease conditions, including cancer, start from an injury. And it's very well documented in a book written by Dr. Ziegler in 1903. They were teaching this in university. And this is the quote from that particular medical textbook. "The causes of tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing, scratches, etc." End of quote. The kinds of injury that Dr. Ziegler was talking about was physical injury, but today, 2015, we go beyond physical injuries. We have many different reasons today as to why we are injured. So an injury today can come from exploratory surgeries. It can come from an infected organ that can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethra. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries to the breasts. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Alcohol consumption causes injuries to the liver, the kidneys, and the pancreas. Drugs of various kinds cause gut permeability, which we call leaky gut syndrome. That causes an injury to the intestinal walls. Lectins in present-day grains, lectins are toxic anti-nutrients found in all present-day grains, also cause injury to the gut. They cause leaky gut syndrome. They escape into the bloodstream. and they can accumulate in various organs and tissues of the body that may be inherently weak. Then there's the phytate problem in grains. Phytates have been known to be genetically put into grains even 40 years ago, according to Dr. Davis. They deplete vitamin D3 and deplete numerous minerals. If you have a vulnerable, weak area, that can cause an injury to those internal organs. Chemical toxins can cause injuries. And if you read my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, there is an agricultural study that was done in 1941 where agricultural scientists analyzed the nutrient values of different foods in 1941. And they repeated the analysis of these foods in 1991. And they discovered an alarming decrease in nutrient values of all foods in 1991, and it is worse in 2015. Meats had 54% less iron, broccoli 75% less calcium, fruits 27% less zinc, spinach 60% less iron. They said you would have to eat 10 tomatoes in 1991 to give you the equivalent nutrient value of one tomato in 1941. Antoine Béchamp, way back there in the 1860s, stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element will allow morbid waste matter to accumulate. Dr. Linus Pauling, the father of vitamin C, said, "You can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency." So nutritional deficiencies are compromising the inner integrity of the tissue or membrane of an organ, thereby causing an injury. It cracks and causes an injury. Dr. Huldah Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers. She showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. Think about it. An accumulation of toxic debris from all these various sources can invite parasites. Think about prostate, for instance. If there is an accumulation of candida in the prostate area, that will invite a parasite infestation. And those parasites can then eat a hole in the membrane, just like a worm eats through a leaf of a plant. Toxic debris can invite viruses, which can cause an injury. Cervical cancer is often started by human papilloma virus. This virus damages the tissues of the cervix. Or infections can start an injury. Hepatitis in the liver, if it's not corrected, can lead to an injury. The use of antibiotics can cause an injury. We don't use antibiotics here. We use cat's claw combination in high doses, and we use silver in order to overcome any kind of infectious issues. It's been documented over and over and over again with numerous thousands of clients who have used this very effectively in overcoming all kinds of infectious diseases. Dr. Scott Livingston and Siebert found microbes in every cancer case. And microbes grow in toxic, unhealthy tissue that can cause an injury. Then Dr. Versendahl, Dr. Simoncini, Lustig, and there was numerous other doctors that stated cancer injury was caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida, fed by sugars, starches, antibiotics, various drugs. It grows a tendril structure or a root structure that pokes holes in the gut, causing leaky gut. It then escapes into the bloodstream, where it makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients. Candida has been known scientifically documented to produce toxic estrogens, which we call xenoestrogens, that feed candida, that feed cancer. In a laboratory setting, when they want to induce cancer in lower animals, they inject them with estrogens. Now, xenoestrogens are also known to destroy the function of the thyroid. And the thyroid was responsible for metabolism. And the thyroid is also responsible for iodine sources, which are necessary to keep your body from being harmed by radiation. Xenoestrogens also scramble all the hormones and are the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, and so on. And the false toxic estrogens from candida also wreak havoc on collagen production. And consequently, an inner membrane, if there is a lack of collagen, can crack, thereby causing an injury. Dr. Bernice Eddy studied vaccines in a laboratory setting. She injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured, and she discovered that these hamsters got various types of tumors and cancers. She reported this finding to her colleagues in the 1950s and told them, if they were to institute a vaccination program into our society, there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer. This is very well documented by Dr. Edward Shorter. Sugar is a contributing factor to an injury. Think about what it does to your teeth. If it can rob minerals and calcium from your teeth to cause cavities, think of what it does to your internal organs. Dr. Fibiger in 1926 watched rats in a sugar warehouse. All kinds of them were getting cancers. He repeated this finding in a laboratory setting, and he received a Nobel Prize for his findings because he related sugar to cancer. That was repeated by Dr. Otto Warburg in 1931, who also received a Nobel Prize. Injury can come from toxic heavy metals that we can find in mercury fillings in our teeth and heavy metals in all vaccinations. And these heavy metals also cause leaky gut, and they get into the bloodstream. Dr. Hamer studied emotions, and he stated that the injury comes from toxic emotions. Think about it. Think about strong negative emotions that you have personally experienced, such as anger, frustration, unforgiveness. And think about the acids that you experience as a result of those negative emotions, and we feel it right in our solar plexus, in our gut area. Over a period of time, these negative emotions can cause an overload of acids, and the acids can eat away at internal membranes. And those that are inherently weak become the most vulnerable. Cancer starts from an injury. This we must know. And it requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal that injury. So what happens when there is an injury? In an injury, the brain sets up a message to the injured area called current of injury. And that current of injury sets up a type of ionic field or electromagnetic field in that injured area. And that triggers the stem cells into action.
Hello.
We're here. She isn't. Donna, come back.
Phone again, maybe.
Huh?
What's that?
Hang up and call the number again.
Well, you're coming through to me.
How
and
many
me.
Carry on.
Donna?
Go ahead, carry
Donna,
on.
Donna's
Donna?
Not on here.
Donna's not here.
Oh, my goodness.
Sounded like a
grandson. I think family was in there somewhere.
It sounded like a grandson or a granddaughter.
Yeah, the little people.
People that probably hung up the phone.
She's bound to come back. Donna, come back if you can hear us. Oh, she muted us, didn't she?
I just hung up and called again.
Oh, you're but back in with us.
Yeah.
Oh, you called back in?
Yeah.
And here we are?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's probably still talking.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello?
Or did
Hello?
You hear me?
No, we haven't heard you for a while.
Oh, boy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, I'll continue. I'm going to start with injury. I don't know what happened here. Okay?
Yep.
For some reason, I got muted out, and I'm not sure what happened. So I'm going to start from injury. Whenever there is an injury, the brain sets up a message to the injured area, and that's called current of injury. And that current of injury sets up an electromagnetic field in the injured area called ionic field. And that ionic field triggers the stem cells into action. The job of the stem cells is cell replication. And in order to do that job, they need the fundamental building blocks, which are minerals, vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and so on. And if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, then the stem cells can do their job of healthy cell replication. So they get to work and they replicate healthy cells, and these healthy cells repair the injury. And at the point that the injury is repaired, the stem cells go to rest, the process of cell replication stops, and the current of injury stops. However, if we have even one building block missing, and we talked a lot about missing minerals, then how can the stem cells do their job of healthy cell replication? And consequently, that current of injury continues. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of minerals and all the essential nutrients. I want to talk about inflammation. We mentioned how inflammation starts from leaky gut and how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics can cause leaky gut. That escapes in through the holes in the gut membrane into the bloodstream. And when these toxins, these lectins and candida and heavy metals get into the bloodstream, then that puts an undue stress, an undue weight on the capillary walls through which the blood flows. And the blood becomes sticky and heavy. And this causes the tiny holes in the capillary walls to dilate. And so now all of these toxins, the lectins, undigested food particles, heavy metals, and so on, escape from the blood and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues outside the capillary walls. And the blood has blood plasma proteins that are needed for the transport of oxygen, water, and nutrients to all the cells and tissues. So when there are holes in the capillary walls, then the blood plasma proteins escape, and they attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So you now have a swelling, which is an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all these toxins, the heavy metals and the candida and lectins and so on, that have accumulated in the spaces of the cells and tissue outside of the bloodstream. This is the first process of inflammation. And it's not a problem if there is a healthy lymphatic system, because that lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavial valves, which is near our neck area. And the lymph, which is the salty, fluty part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium and the toxins and dump them out through our natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. However, when the lymphatic system becomes overloaded with all of this toxic debris, the drugs and the toxic emotions and toxic teeth and vaccinations, flu shot, chemicals, and so on, it starts to malfunction. There begins to form a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins, where it now leads to chronic inflammation, meaning that essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg that said, when the oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation by the stem cells for the purpose of healthy cell replication can no longer take place. If now there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation, because fermentation is fed by sugar. And the process of fermentation produces ammonia and acids. And all of this toxic debris, ammonia and acids, is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, yeast, parasites, fungus to become active. They're gobbling up the toxic debris. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line, then it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. So we find that the genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. It is the fungus that genetically defects these cells. So now we have a replication of fungal mutated cells. And these fungal mutated cells cannot repair the injury. Consequently, the current of injury continues with a continuous replication of mutated cells, and we call this cancer. And so if we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth of mutated cells that happen when there is an injury, and that injury cannot be repaired because of nutritional and oxygen deficiency, and a fungal infestation happens, we can prevent cancer from happening. We can overcome it. We can reverse the whole process. So what do? We stop feeding the cancer. We eliminate sugar, yeast products, starch products, grains, and milk, which is high in sugar. And we move into repairing the injury. This is where we eat the right foods, the grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, vegetables, seeds, nuts, and berries, which are low glycemic. And even if you're eating the right foods, you don't have enough nutrition in today's foods. This is where we resort to superfoods from nature's sunshine. Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing trace minerals. Collagen Plus, which is bioavailable amino acids and collagen to heal injury. Greens, such as Green Zone, spirulina, chlorophyll, for the essential amino acids and phytonutrients and enzymes. And Solstic Energy, which makes the smoothie taste good, but it also has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana, which is excellent in breaking up sticky blood. And the beauty about this smoothie is that it replaces the need to do any kind of juicing, and it's very inexpensive compared to juicing apples and carrots. And besides, most juices contain very little nutrient value compared to a high-power smoothie from Nature Sunshine, which is quality-controlled, high energy, and high minerals. We also take some essential fatty acids, as in the super omega-3. It makes the cells pliable, so oxygen can easily move into the cells and toxins can easily move out of the cells. We take extra vitamin D3 to replace the D3 that is bonded by toxic phytates found in present-day grains. We work on inflammation by addressing the source of the poisons. And then we work on cleansing the blood of those poisons that are causing the inflammation. And we do this by drinking chlorophyll and taking greens that can bind toxic heavy metals. We take flax hull lignins that are scientifically known to bind toxic xenoestrogens that Candida produces. We take colostrum on an empty stomach, which binds toxic lectins that we find in present-day grains. We take Protease Plus enzymes on an empty stomach, which goes into the bloodstream, and it digests undigested food particles in the blood and is able also to digest the outer protein coating of cancer cells. I love cat's claw combination. It opens up the lymphatic system so toxins can move through the natural elimination channels. And we address the natural elimination channels. We work on the liver, the kidneys, the bowels, the respiratory tract. There is a combination of herbs from Nature Sunshine called Body Detox, or you can use a combination for the bowels called LBS2. We want to also increase the circulation. This is where we use MC. It is the most incredible oral chelation tablet I have ever witnessed. And what does it do? It cleans out toxic heavy metals like lead, iron. It cleans out metabolic wastes. It cleans out toxic triglycerides. And of course, once that's cleaned out, then the oxygen levels increase and blood circulation increases and the body temperature increases. We also address cancer infection. This is where we use PAPA. PAPA has over 20 years of documented science by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin, whom I personally know. And we brought him to Kelowna. He was in Kelowna, in Vancouver, Edmonton. I don't remember other places that he visited when he was here about 3 years ago. Dr. McLaughlin stated that PAPA is 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. It inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells. It inhibits and cuts off the growth of blood vessels that carry the sugar to the cancer cells. And it's known to get rid and destroy fungal cells. And it can get right into the cancer cells and destroy them. It's called apoptosis. We work on increasing stem cell production. This is where we use astragalus. In Nature Sunshine, there is capsules of astragalus. The cat's claw combination also has astragalus, and the mineral chi tonic has astragalus. Astragalus is known to increase stem cell production. And we can use silver, which is also can increase healthy stem cell production in the bloodstream, and it's also excellent for yeast and fungus and viruses and infections of various kinds. There are many people who have done this particular program very successfully, and there are many success stories in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. I often have guests on my program, people who have done the program successfully and no longer have cancer. So with this, I'm going to turn the recording off, and we can open it up to questions and answers. So just give me a second.